Right now it's time for athletics, and over to Brian Goebbels in Paris.
Hello, well, you join us here in Paris just a few minutes before the start of today's big event, the final of the men's being eaten by a crocodile event. I'm standing now by the crocodile pit.
Well, I'm afraid we've lost Brian Goebbels, so while they're sorting that out, we have a report from Barry Loathsome in Loughborough on the British preparations for this most important event.
Here at Loughborough are the five young men chosen last week to be eaten by a crocodile for Britain this summer. Obviously, the most important part of the event is the opening 60-yard sprint towards the crocs, and 22-year-old Nottingham schoolteacher Gavin Warrilow is rated by some pundits not only the fastest but also the tastiest British morsel since Barry Gordon got a bronze at Helsinki. In charge of the team is Sergeant Major Harold Duke.
No, you not only got to get in that pit first, you got to get eaten first. When you land in front of your croc and he opens his mouth, I want to see you right in there. Rub your head up against his taste buds. And when those teeth bite into your flesh, use the purchase to thrust yourself down his throat.
Dupe's trained every British team since 1928, and it's his blend of gymnastic know-how, reptilian expertise and culinary skill that's turned many an unappetizing novice into a crocodilic banquet.
Well, our chefs have been experimenting for many years to find a sauce most likely to tempt the crocodile. In the past, we've concentrated on a fish-based velouté sauce, but this year we're reverting to a simple béarnaise.
The British team are worried because Olympic regulations allow only the competitors' heads to be sauced. Kevin Warrilow.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, 4 years ago, everyone knew the Italians were coating the insides of their legs with bolognese. The Russians have been marinating themselves. One of the Germans, Biolet, was actually caught putting remoulade down his shorts. And the Finns were using tomato-flavoured running shoes. I think it should either be unrestricted garnishing or a single Olympic standard mayonnaise.
Gavin, does it ever worry you that you're actually going to be chewed up by a bloody great crocodile?
The only thing that worries me, Jim, is being the first one down that gully.
Well, the way things are going here at Loughborough, it looks as though Britain could easily pick up a place in the first 700. But nothing's predictable in this tough, harsh, highly competitive world where today's champion is tomorrow's crocodile shit. And back to you in the studio, Norman.
Thank you, Sheila. Very exciting activity there. A lot of people being eaten to death in Loughborough.